Romans chapter 8. We'd like to look at a few verses here in Romans chapter 8, and we're really kind of dealing with a series, important series in the Bible, and maybe we're going to call that the series, Do You Know the Holy Spirit? Do you know the Holy Spirit? Romans chapter 8, we want to look at a few verses here, and we will go from there. And we want to read verses 9 through the verse 14. And so we're going to have two scripture readings this Sunday morning, Old Testament reading and New Testament. And so we want to stand and read Romans chapter 8 and verses 8 through verse 14. So let's do that this time. Beginning with verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. May God bless the reading of His word. You may be seated. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What a great verse. This morning we read Psalm 23. The psalmist's testimony was, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. We have a very important characteristic named here or identified of a true believer. And as we think about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we realize that the Christian life really is wrapped up in a person's relationship to the Holy Spirit. That's what the Christian life is, a daily walk with God, a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. And the Bible identifies one of the characteristics of that relationship. You know, the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a He. The Holy Spirit is a person. And the Christian life is a personal relationship with the person, the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us one of those main characteristics of that relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. A person who has the Holy Spirit, who has relationship with the Holy Spirit, their life is characterized, the Bible says, by this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now it implies a couple things. Number one, positively, it implies that a person who is saved, now, obviously, a person who is saved has the Holy Spirit in them. And he is a person who is living within them. But the Christian life is characterized by this person being led by the Spirit of God. And this leading, Psalm 23 makes it clear that God leads us in the path of righteousness. A leading of the Spirit of God in the path of righteousness. In fact, to Psalm 27 as well, it gives us of that great truth where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Now, we want to accomplish a few things today. One is we want to really identify or point out what really the Christian life is. We want to identify if this is true in your life. If this is not true in your life, what is it saying? What is it saying? I think there's a great implication there. The positive is, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The opposite is, they are that are their life is not one led by the Spirit of God in the path of righteousness. They are not the sons of God. Very simple truth. Right. Very simple truth. And we could talk about a bigger picture today. We could talk about the fact that there are many voices in the world today. And the Bible tells us that we are known by the voices that we hear. If you turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, it has, chapter 4, excuse me, a very sobering truth that is really opposite of this. But 1 John chapter 4 and verse 5. Verse 4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world hears them. The world hears them. A person is known by the voices that they hear. And we could expand that. We'll not preach that sermon today, but the Bible tells us that the devil has come as an angel of light. The Bible tells us here that the world, those that are of the world, they hear the voice of the world. And the Bible is telling us they that are of God hear God. And it's all related to the subject that we have at hand today do you know the Holy Spirit? Is your life characterized by the leading of the Holy Spirit? Now, simply, what is the leading of the Holy Spirit? What is that leading of the Holy Spirit? Well, when the Bible says he leads me in the path of righteousness, obviously, this is telling us that the Holy Spirit leads a person in the path of obedience. He leads the believer into a path of growing obedience, of growing righteousness, of leads them to a path of upward righteousness in life. Now, this has got to be bewildering today, hasn't it? Has to be bewildering. If you know anything about what is going on in the religious scene today, you find that many who proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, the opposite is happening. I could take well-known radio names. I could take the name of Elizabeth Elliot, who in her later days joins the Episcopal Church. I could take well-known British authors who in my day were, you know, were the books to read. And today, they are dabbling in heresy. I could take the fact that, how is it that today, many times, as people grow older in the Lord, they grow older, their convictions become less. Their concept of holiness weakens. What they allow and what they participate in, instead of becoming more godly, becomes more worldly. We live in a confusing day, don't we? What about you? What about you? Is the Spirit of God leading you to higher ground? Spirit of God leading you to higher ground? The Bible says that the characteristic activity of a believer is that the Holy Spirit leads them. Psalm 23, it says He leads them in the path of righteousness. Obviously, He leads them in correct doctrine. If the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, which He is, He is not going to lead people into false teaching. He's not going to lead them into false doctrine. He is going to lead them into pure understanding of the Word of God. He's going to lead them. So let's think about the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, the big question is, well, how does the Holy Spirit lead a person? Now, we know the Bible says the Holy Spirit has a work of convicting. He shows us that which is wrong. He has a ministry of illumination, showing the truth to a person. They're convinced of the truth. The Holy Spirit is holy. Certainly the Son is holy and the Father is holy, but the main adjective of the Holy Spirit in the Bible is holy. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of Christ. He's the Spirit of God. Why is He called the Holy Spirit? Because His main ministry is to lead people in holiness. Now, but let's think about, how does this happen? How does this happen? Is this just some kind of spiritual whammy? You know what I mean? That just boom. I think the key to understanding this is if we turn to Ephesians chapter 6. This is going to give us insight as to the real ministry of leading of the Spirit of God in our lives. Ephesians chapter 6. And this is the armor of the believer. Obviously, a very, very important passage of Scripture, but Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Which is the Word of God. Now, there's a very simple truth here that is so important. The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, who He told the disciples He would guide them into all truth. He'd bring to them remembrance of all things whatsoever Christ had told them. And He would teach them things to come. He is the author of the Bible. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, His sword that is in His hand is the Word of God. Now, maybe this is a little bit stretching it, but you know, a lot of people expect the Holy Spirit to do what He is supposed to do when there's no sword in His hand. No sword. But they expect the Holy Spirit to do His job. Go into battle. You know, send the troops over to Iraq and give them no weapons. Defeat the enemy. Oh, really? Well, the Bible tells us in our spiritual battle of life, the Spirit of God has to have something in His hand to do His work. And the Bible tells us that that sword is the Word of God. Now, what am I simply saying? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? It is pretty obvious. How does the Holy Spirit lead us? The Spirit of truth, how does He lead the believer? His ability to lead us is in proportion to putting within His hand the Word of God in our life. You cannot think of truth that's not in your mind. The Spirit of God leads us by truth. If we do not know the truth, we do not remember the truth, we do not think on the truth, if the truth isn't in us, how's He going to lead us? We're expecting Him to do the impossible. He said, oh, I'll have the peace of God. That's very subjective. That's very subjective. Many times the very peace of God is so close, the voice of the Spirit of God. You know, the Bible says the voice of the Spirit of God is a still small voice. Do you know that your flesh is a strong, loud voice? Do you know that the voice of the scorner is a bold, sharp voice? Do you know that the voice of the world is a dominant, driving voice? Yeah. The voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's see if this really fits in with the Bible, what I'm saying. Turn with me to Ephesians 5:18. You're there, should be close. And I want us to look at this passage of Scripture, verse 18 and 19. And notice this in light of the comparison we're going to make. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now notice, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things. Now compare this to Colossians 3. Verse 15 and 16. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Sounds a little bit like Ephesians 5, doesn't it? And here it doesn't say be filled with the Holy Spirit. Here it says, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What does it mean, dwell in you richly? Obviously, a great abundance, right? Now, let's see if this is this great truth is taught other places of the Bible. Turn with me to Psalm 1. Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 6 says, the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Contrast here, this whole passage is talking about the righteous and the wicked. What about the righteous? It says that the righteous, what? Delight in the law of the Lord, and in his their law does he meditate day and night. Sounds like let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Doesn't it sound like that? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And what's the phrase? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What's the parallel phrase? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I see a great, great truth here. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Wow. Are you armed? Have you armed the Holy Spirit? Or is the Holy Spirit in our lives weaponless? Unable to fulfill his function? Because we have not put within his hand the sword of the Spirit. How do you put the sword of the Spirit in the sword of the word of God in the hand of the Holy Spirit? What does the Bible says? You do it by having the word of God in us to such an extent that we're meditating upon its truths day and night. That's how the Holy Spirit leads people in the path of righteousness. Now, think about it. Holy Spirit uses the Word of God. No Word of God? Guess what? What's your mind going to be filled with? The Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. The Bible says, lean not upon your own understanding. The Bible says, they are of the world, therefore the world heareth them. And so this has a very important truth here. But notice it says in Psalm 1:1, it says, blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Now, each one of these things are sources of voices versus the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice, the counsel of the ungodly, the thinking of the ungodly. You know, I'm not much of a music man, but you know, as a teenager, I can still tell you the words of some of those songs. I can tell you the words of those songs. They're indelibly imprinted upon my mind. Now just think about that person who's listening to the voice of the world through its music, or listening to the voice of the world through its media choices, listening to the voice of the world. I think there's two truths here, many truths, but one is that the believer is to have his mind filled with the truth of the Bible. You know, many times people's devotions are just devotions. They aren't really learning the Bible. They aren't really filling their mind with truth. They're just looking for, you know, a good feeling between them and the Lord. They're not filling their mind with truth. They're not studying the Bible. Not really driving these truths deep into their soul. But there's two truths. One is you can undo the message of the Bible by filling your life with the wrong voices. All you have to do is spend 1 minute in the presence of a scoffer and you can undo weeks and months of Bible reading. 1 minute. You can stand in the way of sinners. And you know when you stand in the way of sinners, you know what you're doing? The Bible says you're consenting to what they're doing. That's right. You're consenting to what they're doing. Whatever it is, their talk, their actions. You say, well, I'm not doing it. You're standing in the way of sinners. And what you're doing, you're putting your mind, you're putting the voice of the world in your mind. Counsel the ungodly. It's everywhere. Whether it's media choices, whether it's magazines, whether it is movies, whether it's whatever it is. It's everywhere. The people at work. You know, there's obviously a very simple truth. Every day is 24 hours. Every day is 24 hours. If you're studying your Bible for an hour, you're combating 23 other hours, aren't you? Or maybe we could be, say, you know, we got to have some time to sleep, you know. But the passage we memorize in Sunday school tells us that while thou sleepest, it will keep thee. Talking about the Word of God. But here's the principle. Okay, what's your source of information all day? How about that person who's reading his Bible once a while? I mean, the obvious truth is that the reality of the Holy Spirit leading them is going to be very minimum. Very minimum. Because the Word of God is nullified when we disobey the Bible and do not separate from the wrong voices. The wrong voices. 1 minute with the wrong voice can undo a huge amount of truth. But you know what? People are proud. They think they can handle it. They don't have to obey the Bible. It's not true. Yeah, this is... Now, let's go to our memory verse for today. Proverbs 6. Let's see if this fits in with what the Bible is saying. It says, my son, verse 20, Proverbs 6:20, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them up continually. Huh. Wow. That's a pretty strong word, isn't it? Bind them continually upon thine heart. And tie them about thy neck. You know what? You know, sometimes after a while, you know, you just wait. You can't wait to untie this tie. You know? Tie them about thy neck. Boy, that's pretty close to home when it says that, doesn't it? Bind them continually upon thy heart. It sounds a little bit like, in his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Doesn't it sound a little bit like that? Huh? Doesn't it sound a little bit like, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? Doesn't it sound a little bit like that? Yeah, I think it sounds a little bit like that. And it says, when thou goest, it shall, what? What? Lead thee. I thought that was the subject at hand. The leading of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Spirit? He's the Spirit of truth. How does he lead us? He leads us through the Word of God. No, ask why. You've been working with all sorts of young people. I mean, there's some pretty simple obviouses. Young people going the wrong direction. Pretty general, listening to the wrong music. Got the wrong friends. Spend very little time in God's Word. Right? I mean, it's just as plain as day. Does it take a rocket scientist to figure that out? And I think we could probably name a few more, but boy, that's there every time. People going in the wrong direction. 99.99% of the time, wrong friends, wrong music, wrong media choices. Very little time in the Bible. Right? Hey, let me ask you something. Why? You think it's the same for adults? Yeah. Very little time in the Bible. You know, people are making decisions all the time in their life. And most all decisions have a lifelong impact. The Bible tells us that a person who is living the Christian life is characterized by being led by the Spirit of God. and the Spirit of God, the Bible says, they shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Not downward. Upward. You know, God gets blamed for a lot of wickedness. The Lord led me. Lie. The Lord didn't lead you. Your flesh led you. The world led you. Your friends led you. The scoffer led you. For many times that is so sadly true. The Spirit of God leads us upward. We are so far from what God wants us to be. How could we blame Him for leading us backwards? So this is the key. The key to the Holy Spirit of God leading us is giving the Holy Spirit tools whereby to lead us. Filling our mind with the truths of God. So what about those 5-minute devotions? What are those 5-minute snap look at the Bible? Very dangerous. Pretty dangerous. Real dangerous. So, we have to know His voice. And His voice is going to be heard through the Word of God. His voice is going to be heard through the Word of God. And that's a big, good question. Do you know His voice? Young person, that's a good question. Do you know the voice of the Holy Spirit? You know, the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God. I heard about a college, university. They, following the culture, like most Christianity is, they used to have a rule that their young ladies, when they went to town, had to dress like ladies. But then they realized that this is taking them out of the mainstream and that's going to affect their student population. And so they changed the rule. And the excuse they gave was, we don't want our girls to be spotted out in the community. You know, maybe there's some bad person out there and we'll spot them out and we'll do something. And when I heard that, the immediate thing that came to my mind was what the Bible says. That the people of Israel, when they were in the world, they were supposed to have a ribbon on blue on their garments. So that everywhere they went, the people knew that they were the people of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He leads by having the truth filling our mind and filling our soul. He leads through the truth of the Word of God. But if we have very little of that, wow, we can be in bad shape, right? So, we need to know what his voice is. His voice is the voice of the Word of God. We need to know what it means to hear his voice. Oh, wait a minute. Hear his voice? Do you know what? The Holy Spirit can be grieved. Holy Spirit can be grieved. He's a person. And we make this same mistake. A child comes up to us and they said, I want to talk to you. And I said, don't have time. They said, I want to talk to you. I don't have time. I want to talk to you. I don't have time. I want to talk to you. I don't have time. They stop coming to us. Holy Spirit tries to talk to us. We say no. 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 You know, one time, you know, there's a lot of people who haven't heard the voice of the Holy Spirit for a long time. Because they put the Holy Spirit in a corner. They said, don't bother me. I'm going to go my own way. Now what voices do they hear? Now what voices do they hear? In the Bible, we have a truth. We have that truth that David inquired of the Lord. Lord, what should I do? Amen. What should I do? Inquire to the Lord. A Christian ought to be a habit in his life looking to God, looking to the Spirit of God, looking for direction from God. Where do you find that direction? The Bible. Amen? The Bible. It's a whole lot better if we know a lot of the Bible. It's a whole lot better if we know a lot of the Bible. You know, that's why young people should be under authority. And under godly authority. And they should go to godly authority and listen to their advice. Because the average young person doesn't have that much of the Bible in their mind. They ought to have it. But, you know, sometimes age doesn't make it possible. They ought to go to somebody who has a lot of the Word of God in their mind, who can give them a Bible answer. We need to seek the Lord. A person will show that spirit by their daily devotions. They'll show that spirit of wanting God to lead them in their life by their daily devotions, by where they read. You know, the person who every day reads one psalm for devotion, I don't think that that's a very good devotional life. That's not a very good devotional life. Very weak. And many times a person who has that kind of devotional life, that only takes a small portion of time, and boy, they got a lot of other time to have their mind filled with all sorts of other things. You know, seeking the Lord is all a part about the Holy Spirit is there to lead us in the path of righteousness. So we ought to be in the Word of God. We ought to be memorizing the Bible. Probably every day I say I end the day or start the next day and say, you know, I should have read the Bible more yesterday. Oftentimes, the end of the day will come and I'll spend some time reading, maybe even Christian books. And I need to do that, but the next day I'll say to myself, I wish I would have spent more time last night reading the Bible. We need to read the Bible. And, you know, our thoughts need to be on the Bible all the day long. Continually. This is a great truth. What is the characteristic activity of a Christian? The Bible says they are led by the Spirit of God. How does the Spirit of God lead a person? He leads them through His Word. He uses circumstances. But that is always minimal in comparison to the truths of the Word of God. We need to know the Word of God. When we're making decisions, we ought to be seeking God. And we ought to have a vast realm, an arsenal of truth within our mind, so the Spirit of God can take those truths and lead us in the right path. To do so takes a concentrated effort of positive sanctification. That means seeking the Lord, meditating on the Word, reading the Word, studying the Word, finding out what the Bible says, not saying, finding out what some what the culture says, finding out what the Bible says. And it has negative sanctification, eliminating the wrong voices in our life. It says it has to happen. We have to get back to old-fashioned separation. Well-known preacher at one time had the biggest church in this one town, Baptist Church. And there was the First Baptist Church in that town, American Baptist, and this guy was a doctor this and a doctor that and a doctor this. And the doctor this, the doctor that, called up the preacher at the Independent Baptist Church and says, hey, let's have lunch. And this famous Independent Baptist preacher, who had great worldwide influence, declined. And they said, why? Why'd you decline? Didn't you want to influence this guy? He's a well-known liberal. He said, no. He says, the issue is, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. He just said it once, though. I'm saying it more than once. What's he saying? He knew that this person, being such a nice person, would disarm his soul. And he would be influenced. And he did not want to be influenced the wrong way. That's what Psalm 1 says. Blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His leaf also shall not wither. Wow. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the righteous, their light shineth brighter and brighter in their life. It sounds to me like they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It sounds like the fact that the Holy Spirit is always leading us to greater holiness, greater separation, greater self-denial, greater understanding of truth, greater commitment. He leads us in the path of righteousness. Left to ourselves? No. Are we giving the Holy Spirit opportunity to lead us? Are we really giving him the sword of the Spirit? When we think of any particular subject, does our mind flood with Bible truths or Bible verses? That's how the Holy Spirit wants to work. Through truth. Left to ourselves, we'll all go the wrong way. Left to ourselves, we'll make terrible decisions. We are totally in need of the leading of the Spirit of God to go forward in the Christian life. The Christian life is all about our relationship with the Holy Spirit on a daily level. What kind of relationship do you have with the Holy Spirit? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? The Christian life is all about our relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm afraid that there are some that don't have the Holy Spirit because they're not saved. And the only voice they can hear is the voice of the world and the voice of their flesh and the voice of the scoffer. They're doomed to follow this wicked world to destruction. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Are you saved? Have we lost connection with the Holy Spirit? What's broken the connection? What's hindering the connection? Are we listening to him? Do we want him to lead us? Do we know him? They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Very, very important truth from God's word today. Let's pray together. Lord, so many voices in the world. And the sad thing is, Lord, we don't practice separation. Those voices will be the predominant voices in our lives. Oh, Lord, help us to be those people. Like the writer of Proverbs says, who separateth themselves and intermingleth their heart with all wisdom. How their preparations of the heart of man are from the Lord. Blessed is the man that watches daily at the gates of truth. Blessed is the man who looks to the Holy Spirit to lead them according to the Word of God, no matter what it would cost them. Lord, I pray that where we have wandered from being obedient to you, where we have failed in our lives be listening or even looking for your Spirit to guide us, that, Lord, we would even this day repent and we would start being conscious of your Spirit, looking to your Spirit, feeding your Spirit the truth, obeying you when you prompt us, confessing those things that hinder our relationship with you. Lord, we pray that you would deliver those today from the great sorrow of only knowing their voice, the world's voice. They will fall prey to the voice of the false teachers. They will fall prey to the world. They'll fall prey to the scoffer. Lord, help them to, separate themselves from such voices. Help them to get in the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Pray that those that are, are without salvation all around us, Lord, even those who profess Christ, would be truly born again and have the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, living within. Amazing, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray that you, even now, would have the ability, and we would allow you to speak to our hearts, even of the little bit of truth that we heard today, that we would be show our willingness to be led by obeying your voice, obeying the truth, taking heed to it, so that you could lead us even further. May it be so, Lord. With heads bowed and eyes closed, the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart. And say, Pastor, pray with me. The Spirit of God is speaking to my heart. His voice has become very dim in my life. His voice has become very distant. And I need to get back to having a right relationship with this Holy Spirit. And you say, Pastor, pray with me. God has spoken to my heart today. Anyone here? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? The way his voice gets stronger is for you to be honest with him right now. Okay, praise the Lord. I see that hand. Okay. Lord, I pray that you would work in these precious souls. I pray for, Lord, we know that light received brings greater light. We know that, Lord, you're pleased when we're humble before you, when we acknowledge our need, and, Lord, continue to work in these precious lives. might you be glorified. Lord, you said your word would not return void. And so we're committing the word of God, Lord, to be used and not to fall to the ground, but accomplish its purpose in every person that is here today. And even those listening over live stream, might, Lord, we be led of the Spirit of God in truth and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.